Now on the last, Mortimer. Little kick in behind. Oh, the comeback Kings. They've done it again. And Jason Bakuya, who's had a brilliant night out on the left edge. He's got it down. And they take the lead with two to go.
Puts in a beautiful little kick, Daniel Mortimer.
Oh, what about that? Two tries in the final 6 minutes for the Cronulla Sharkies, and they get the cash 24-22. We didn't even bring that up with Aaron Woods. I think it was too painful. That's the Tigers' sixth loss in a row. But for Cronulla to get a victory without their Origin players would have been massive. We'll get to Origin, but first up, let's talk about the Sharks. G'day, Paul Gallen.
Hey, guys.
Geez, that means a lot to a club when they get that sort of a win, don't they, with their Origin players missing?
Yeah, that's a huge win. I mean, both games, that game on the weekend and the game versus Canterbury, they're the only games we'll miss our boys for this year. The third Origin, we have a bye, thankfully. So, two very, very tough games and two games we both managed to scrape home right at the end. But particularly on the weekend, five players out, they had two players out. And when you look at the West side or Tiger side on the weekend, that was probably the best game they played all year. They really played well. They had a lot of energy right throughout the game. I think they had, up until the last 5 minutes, they had three errors. That was it. So they completed really well. And look, I'm sure they'd be pretty shattered they lost. But out on the field that night, I just thought if you just control the ball for any amount of time, that would score points quite comfortably. And at the end of the day, we did that.
Gal, I interviewed you at the season launch this year, and we talked about all the talk back then was that the Sharks, more than any other premier in the last few years, was going to slide down the ladder. You guys are equal second with the Roosters. Mate, you guys seem as hungry as ever.
Yeah, look, it doesn't surprise me. And that's something I've said within the camp and even in media circles throughout the year. We haven't lost any hunger whatsoever. There's not one player there who's not training well, not you know, doing their best in the gym, always trying to lift more weight, always trying to run faster on the field. And it's those little things that just add up to good performances on the field. And when you've got sort of 20 to 25 players all doing that, it ends well for you. And that's what's going on at the moment. We're winning games. Not pretty, but we're still winning them, which is good. And once we get through this Origin period, and you know, having five players in Origin, it's a lot of players. You know, it's a big amount of your team. And when we get all them boys back, sort of around 18, 19, hopefully fit and healthy, then we can start concentrating and really putting really, really good performances in and trying to win well. And then obviously head to the semi-final series, hopefully in that top four.
Listen to this, Webby. He's about to declare they'll go back-to-back.
Stop putting the mock on us. You tried to do this last year.
That's a good headline.
It worked last year.
Come on, Gal, just say it, mate.
No, it did work last year. So if you want to keep saying it, you can say it. I'm just exactly like last year, just concentrating 1 week at a time, which is what we've got to do. And a really big game this week against Manly with, obviously, they've got a couple of players backing up as well. But it's really important for us to consolidate that win on the weekend. And then, obviously, the Roosters a week after that needed to do a bye. It's going to be a big couple of weeks for us.
We're lucky enough to be chatting with Paul Gallen. Gal, before Origin number one, you were supremely confident about New South Wales at Suncorp Stadium. This looks to be a better Queensland side. Give us your honest opinion about what happens tomorrow night.
Yes, supremely confident again. New South Wales winning, and it's not just with my blue head on and all my blue heart. I can't see this Queensland team being able to stop this New South Wales board pack. You throw Slater and Thurston back in there, they'll make a difference without a doubt, but they can't play unless the boys are going forward. And I just don't see the... You know, you even have a look at the average metres of these Queensland forwards. They're nowhere near the New South Wales boys, and I just can't see it happening again. I think it'll be a lot closer. The conditions will make it a lot closer. It's obviously a lot slippery at ANZ Stadium, and look, they'll be right up for the challenge without a doubt. But I just think with that starting forward pack of the Blues going forward, and then you bring the bench players on, Trbojevic and Clemmer and Graham and even Jack Bird through the middle there coming out of their end, I just think the relentless go for it that they'll be able to put on the Queensland forwards is just going to be too much for them, and I think they'll win again.
Unfortunately, we're talking about possible wrestling techniques. Do you think that's Queensland's way of trying to nullify the New South Wales pack?
Oh, they'll wrestle. But both teams wrestle. Everyone wrestles these days. I don't think it's going to be an issue, without a doubt. And the best way to stop wrestling is to run hard. And when you've got these New South Wales big bodies, like Andrew Fifita and Clem will come off the bench and Wade Graham, when they run hard, it's hard to wrestle. That's the secret of beating wrestling. Run hard through the middle and try to land on your front. If you can do that, you can generate some quick play the balls. It won't be as fast, I don't think, as Queensland. And as I said, the ball movement won't be as easy because of how slippery it is. And Yeah, they probably won't want to be testing the sideline too much because of how slippery you can get out there. But I just think the big boys will just go through the middle again, and I think they'll get the win.
Gal, you know Andrew Fifita and what makes him tick, maybe more than anybody. I know that's a
big... Well, I don't really know. I don't think anyone knows.
I was about to say that's a big statement. But, I mean, he was so good. He was mind-blowingly good in game one. Can he back that up with a similar performance?
He likes the big games. He came back to Cronulla and probably didn't back that performance up with at the Sharks like he played that night. But as we know, that was a pretty special performance. You can't really do that every single week. But he'll think he can. There's no doubt about it. And that's finished. You think he can most of the time, you can go out and do it. He loves the big game. He loves the big moments. We saw in the grand final what he can do. He wants the ball in big games and he wants it in big moments. And when you've got that attitude, it's a real positive attitude, particularly when you weigh 130 kilos and you can step and run as fast as he can.
Yeah.
It was not going to be as easy as him as game one. He's going to be heavily marked, without a doubt. So whether he's going to be able to come up with flick passes and try setups and line break assists, that might not be the case. But the thing for Andrew is when he plays simple and just runs hard like he did in that first game, things just happen for him because he is so big and strong. So that's his first point of call, just run hard and straight. And if he does that, anything can come off the back of it.
You've got a little bit of footwork too, which always helps. Oh. Can you tell us about what he's like in the... in terms of training and the gym, and I was told that even with the cardio stuff, he's quite phenomenal given his size.
Yeah, he's very, very good, and he started that probably, I've got to say, 2013, 2014, he really got stuck into his running and started running really well, got really, really fit, and I think that was his probably breakout season back then, and ever since then he's kept it up, and I've got to say, the past couple of years, he's taken it to another level with his gym work. And, he's really concentrating on his strength in the gym. And he'd be in the top two or three strongest at most exercises in the club at the Sharks. So certainly, I think it's not just his natural football ability contributing to why he's such a good player. He does work really, really hard off the field. And you're right, his cardio and his running ability is enormous, and as I said, his last couple of years, his strength in the gym has gone to another level as well. So that's the reason he's playing so well.
Mate, in saying all that, is there something you can see in the dressing room or before a game you think, nah, he's on,
I can tell when he's going to take a hit up. Yeah. I can see it on the field. And playing with him, I know what he looks like when he's having going to have a good game and when he's going to have one of these runs where he runs sideways and holds the ball at a weird angle and all of a sudden it drops out. I can just see it happening on the field. And that's why I say to him before the game, mate, just keep it simple and run hard and tackle hard. And when he does that, I think I said to you before game one, if he just plays simple football and runs hard, things just come off for him. It's when he starts to try things that isn't in his game plan that, he can come up with a couple of errors and then he compounds it a little bit by trying to make up for it and gives a penalty away. But if he gets that stuff out of his game and consistently just runs hard, he's, as I said before, he's one of the best players in the competition.
You gave us a tip for game one. What are you are you predicting in terms of, we know who you're tipping to win. What's your scoreline?
I'm going to say around 18-12, 18-10, somewhere around then. I think they'll win. I still think they'll win well, to be honest. Yeah, I think it won't be 20-odd points like it was last time, but I still think they'll win well.
You're a good man, Gal. We do. Thank you for that.
Thanks, guys.
Enjoy the game. Paul Gallen there, former New South Wales skipper of the Cronulla Sharks, predicting an 18-12, so that's 30 points. I think the line's 31.5. Or 18-10, that's 28 points. All right. Not that Gal's about betting, but I'm just doing maths myself after getting beaten by half a point in game number one. Dave Stanley's not far away.